How's everybody doing tonight? This week has been an awesome week. It's been awesome, amen. As I was worshiping over at, I got to worship with the adults. I'm an adult myself, so I got to worship over there. But I came in and you guys were worshiping, and man, God's presence was in this place. And it's awesome, amen. I've been to a lot of places where people proclaim the name of Jesus, but you walk in and not to be judgmental, but it feels like dry. And it's not that God's presence is not there; it's just that people sometimes rather feel what they want to feel, and they're used to just doing church and not having a relationship with Jesus, amen? And, it's been a crazy week. My son's been kind of in and out of fevers, so we've been praying for him, and he's back there chilling with us today. So everybody say hi. Amen, and let's pray before we start, yeah? Let's bow our heads and just pray. Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit in this place. I thank you, God, that your presence is tangible, Lord, and that we can feel and sense your Spirit. Father, I pray now that as the word is going to be brought, Lord, that it's not my words, but it's your Holy Spirit speaking through me, Lord. Father, we want to learn. We want to apply it to our lives. And we want to be not only Sunday and Wednesday people of God. We want to be everyday people of God. And we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tell the person next to you, give them a high five. Say it's going to be good tonight. Amen. Something that I learned, can you take some highs off of this microphone and give me some lows, please? It sounds really tinny. What's up, Israel? What's Woodward? Tinny? It just sounds like a... Like a can, like you're talking to like an empty can. You know what I mean? Tinny. I don't know if that's a word, but now it is. So when I first came to this church, I grew up playing worship music and I grew up listening to worship music, and I remember choosing a couple songs for Pastor Drew, and Pastor Drew would take me to his office and teach me and coach me on the importance of words. Amen. And we're going to talk about God's presence tonight, and that's something that Pastor Drew spoke on Sunday. Who was here Sunday, amen? Awesome message. If you guys weren't here, you missed out. That's why you can't miss out on Sundays, amen? And Pastor Drew did a phenomenal job at teaching that message, but something that he taught me, we can't just sing songs with words, because words are, like, there was a song that we used to sing, and I used to like this song a lot, And the writer, I'm not going to judge his heart or his intentions, but sometimes writers just write because it rhymes or something, you know? But this song specifically, we were singing Let It Rain, Open the Floodgates of Heaven. You guys heard that song, right? And Pastor Drew said, I don't really like that song. And I said, oh, why not? And he said, because of the words. And I didn't understand at first. I was like, "Wow, that's an awesome song. We're asking God to open the floodgates." And then he said, well, listen, he opened the floodgates 2,000 years ago when he came and died on the cross. Sometimes we pray for something that we already have. Sometimes we sing stuff that we already have. Does that make sense? So it's like we say, Lord, open the flood. The Holy Spirit is saying, hey, listen, I've been here. I'm waiting for you to open up your heart. Amen? And see, and you could be like, well, that's very critical, but it's really not, because when you're singing, you're leading a whole congregation. You don't know how people feel. You don't know how they're coming from work, or if they're about to get a divorce, or if they're going through craziness at work. So you want to sing songs that are going to assist us and help us to enter into God's presence that's already here. Amen? Amen? Does that make sense? So one of the first scriptures that we're going to read tonight, and this is a scripture that Pastor Drew touched on Sunday, but I feel like it's a very key scripture for God's presence, amen? How many of you here long God's presence, amen? And honestly, listen, yes, you're going to feel God's presence on Wednesday and on Sunday, but have you ever heard people say like, oh, I don't like sending my kids off to school because I teach them here at church, I teach them at the house, but the school has them for 40 hours a week and they're learning all this other garbage, right? Yes? See, the thing is, we have to do that in our lives, but for a good, in a positive, amen? Instead of you know, we spend time at work, spend time at school, but we have to fight on our knees, open the Bible, get into God's presence, pray, fast, and do more of that than what we do in our normal lives, amen? Because our struggles, guys, are not against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle. So if your spirit's really weak and you're walking around all you know, all looking all skinny spiritually, the devil's like, that one looks really good, and he's really weak. That one's really easy to catch. Amen? Because the devil's out there, guys. It's a real thing. When we walk out, even sometimes that he fights us with, he only has one kind of power, and that's influential power, right? But if you're weak and if you're not spending time in God's presence, trust me, he will devour you. That's his plan for your life. Amen? So we have to fight with what? Prayer, reading the Bible, spending time with God. So let's read this first scripture, and this is all just for free, okay? Amen? Because it's in the Word of God. It's all here. It's been here. Amen? Amen. You guys sound very excited tonight. Oh, yeah, that was a little bit more excitement. Yes, I like it. So we're going to go to John 15, John chapter 15, verse 5 through 7. Amen. And this scripture was given to us by Pastor Drew on Sunday. So if you were here, you already will be familiar with the scripture. And it's an awesome scripture. If I could have it up there. It says, I am the vine. Who's speaking here? Jesus. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears what? Much fruit. For without me, you can do what? Everybody say that again. Nothing. Everybody say it again. All right, keep going. It says, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Amen? So today's title is called, Let's Act Like Branches and Not Like Firewood. Amen? Let's act like branches and not like firewood. Who wants to be firewood tonight? Amen? Nobody wants to be firewood. So if you said me, we're going to pray for you after, okay? We want to be branches. Pay attention, amen? Pay attention. That's when I find out people ain't paying attention. My dad tells me this awesome story of this old man he said, I admired this old man of how he praised God. We would be in church and he would stand up and say, long live God or whatever he said, hallelujah in Spanish or something, right? So he said one night they were having service and the pastor said, hey, our church looks half empty because the bus didn't make it up the hill. It broke down. And he got up and said, praise the Lord. He wouldn't pay attention. He would just randomly say, praise the Lord. So don't be that old man, okay? Pay attention and say the right praise God when it's appropriate. Amen? Amen. So anywho, let's go back to this scripture. Everybody back to John 15, chapter 15, verse 5 through 7. Amen? Let me get my Bible so I could read with you guys. So it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For with me, without me, you can do nothing. Nothing. Everybody say nothing. Nothing. I am the vine, you are the branches. I love that. See, the thing is, if we abide in Jesus, then we have to be attached to him. We have to spend time with him. Amen. We have to spend time in prayer, spend time in our quiet place, whether it's your closet, whether it's your living room when everybody's sleeping. See, the thing is, we have churches, and not this church. Praise God, amen? Amen. See, they're only branches when they come to church. They're only branches when they come to church on Sunday and Wednesday. They act the part, they play the part, but when they walk out of church and they go home, they become firewood. They become firewood. What does that mean that there, if the devil would come at that moment, man, the people will burn up real fast. When they leave church, they start to wither because they're not attached to the vine. They start to gossip. Praise God, amen. No gossipers in this place, amen. They start to watch porn. Ooh, don't say that. They start to gossip against their pastors, against the leaders. See, you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Amen? I didn't come up with that. Ice Cube came up with that. Amen? And God could save Mr. Ice Cube. Amen? Listen, I'm going to be very direct tonight. There's people in church, guys, that when they walk out these doors, they become firewood. They themselves detach themselves from the vine and say, you know what? I'm not going to be a vine for a few days because I don't have church until Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday, I got to attach myself. You're like that twig on the vine that's like taped on because the little kid ripped it off, hoping that you could might attach yourself back to the vine. Then you leave Wednesday, and then again, I'm not speaking to anybody specifically. I'm speaking to myself right now, amen? And then anytime we're around friends that are coming to church, hey, we act like branches. Praise God, brother. Praise the Lord, brother. Right? They know how to walk. They know how to talk. But they're firewood. They smell like firewood. Amen? That means that they've been cut. They're going to be burned. Amen? God is telling us tonight, let's not get burned. Let's not get burned. It's not a good feeling. Have you ever burned yourself? It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling. Amen? And he keeps saying, if anyone does not abide in me, he will cast out. He is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire. And they are burned. See, if you abide in me, God says, Jesus said this, and my words abide in you, you will ask for what you desire, and it shall be done to you. See, you will have something to testify about. We're just talking about testimony, amen? See, Shayla could testify about her Lexus because she abided in Jesus, and Jesus, she asked for something, and God provided for her. See, that's why Claudia could come up here and say, you know what? I dealt with depression and all this nonsense, but I abided in him. And I asked for something and he gave it to me. See, I want to hear your testimonies. Amen? I want to hear what God has done in your life. That's why Pastor Tamara could get up here and talk about a million things that God has done in her life because she's abided in him for a long time. That's why my dad could come and say, you know what, I've made $30,000 a year for my last 20 years and God has still provided a home for me. I have my own cars. I don't have any debt, I mean, besides this house. Amen? Faithful people, amen? See, when I was driving over here, I asked God to give me like a fresh scripture for you guys. And I started to remember what David prayed. And this is in Psalms. We're going to go to Psalms 25. Verses 14 and 15, and we're going to stick here for a little bit too. And the Bible says, the secret of the Lord is with those who what? Fear him. And he will show them, who is he going to show? Those who fear him, those who are seeking his face, those who are willing to pay the price to be in God's presence day in and day out, amen? See, David understood what it was to be out by himself taking care of sheep. Maybe being not the one that people didn't want to be around because he smelled like sheep. Maybe because he played the harp and he was not the strongest or manliest looking dude ever. Yet listen, he had a heart for the Lord. He had a love for God that his brothers did not have, and God chose him to be king of Israel. Amen? Amen? And from him, if you look at all the family tree, we would say and break it down. Guess who comes from them? From David, Jesus. Yeah. Jesus. Amen? The son of David. Jesus, son of David. See, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And look at verse 15, and we're going to stay here. Say, my eyes are ever toward the Lord. Amen. My eyes are ever, and the Holy Spirit stopped me right here. And this is my point number one. The first thing is eyes. Everybody say eyes. If you're taking notes, eyes. Anything that you have your eyes on, that is what you have your attention on. Anything that you have your eyes on, boys, is what you have your attention on. Let me speak to boys for a little bit. Guys, anything you have your eyes on, that's where your attention is at. Girls, same thing with girls, amen? Oh, she's so beautiful. But I can't ask her out. I only have $2 in my pocket. Lord, bless me with lots of money so I could take her out. My eyes are fixed on her. Our attention is right there. See, but the Bible doesn't say my eyes are on a girl. My eyes are on a man. My eyes are on my troubles or on my sickness. Or my, it says my eyes are what? What does it say, guys? I'm asking you guys. My eyes are ever toward the Lord. Amen? So what's point number one? Eyes. Point number two. Let me have point number two. Influence. Whatever your eyes are fixed on, that's going to be your influence. Amen? Whatever your eyes are fixed on, that's your influence. See, when you watch TV, your eyes are fixed on the TV, right? Yes? And you're watching and you're getting information and it's processed in your mind. Oh, I want that car. Oh, yeah, I want that blender. Oh, yeah, I want to look like that. I want to work out and look like that. That's whatever you fix your eyes on, right? Yes or no? See those commercials with like the Bowflex? Oh, I want that. I want that. I just think of, remember Napoleon Dynamite when they come in with the Tupperware? And the girl's eyes are fixed on the Tupperware. She's like, I want that. Remember that? It's funny, but it's serious stuff, guys. Whatever our eyes are fixed on, that's where our influence comes from. So if our eyes are fixed on the Lord, if our eyes are just set on the Lord, He's going to be our only influence. The Bible says that seek first what? His kingdom. First seek, meaning that you have to be fixed on something. You have to seek that first. Worry about Him, and He'll worry about everything else. Amen? Point number three, toward Jesus. Simple stuff. I know it's like, what is this? Makes no sense. Eyes, influence, it's got to be fixed towards Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. See, the Bible says this. Go back to the verse, please. The secret of the Lord. No, go to verse 15. My eyes are ever toward the Lord. See, the Bible doesn't say my eyes are ever towards that girl. My eyes are ever towards that guy. My eyes are ever towards that car. My eyes are ever towards those possessions. My eyes are towards my problems, my stress, my sickness, my disease. No, you don't say any of that. You say my eyes are ever toward the Lord. Amen? 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 See, and this is something that you will learn the more time that you spend with God. The more time you spend, the more time you're willing to set yourself apart to pay a price. My dad always tells me that, Isaac, in ministry, we have to pay a price. Isaac, if you want to see the glory of God move in services, you have to pay the price. If you want people to be prophesied and you want to see the sick recover, if you want to, you know, pray and cast out demons, Isaac, you have to pay a price. He always tells me that. You have to pay a price. See, people want all the like the crazy like services, but they don't want to pay a price. You guys want to see this place packed? Okay, I'm with you five people that said yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to see this place packed? Yeah. Hey, listen, we have to pay a price. We have to set our eyes ever towards the Lord. He's the only one that can make it happen. See, he'll use us. But if we pay a price, guys, if we're in God's presence day in and day out, this is another scripture that I'm going to share with you guys, and I'm almost done, but let's go. Pastor Drew shared this on Sunday too. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 5, amen? That Red Bull's kicking in, brother. I wish all, everybody say all, spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. Amen? For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks tongues, unless indeed he interprets. Now let's jump on to verse 22. And this is awesome, okay? Therefore, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Now check this out, guys. Verse 23. Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place, and we have a bunch of people in one place right now, amen? And all speak with tongues, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind? So he's saying, like, pretty much like, hey, listen, and we're all together speaking in tongues, which is biblical, amen? But that's all we're doing. And then this unbeliever comes in, he's going to be like, dude, this church is crazy. This church is crazy. Like, they didn't even talk to me. All they did was just speak to me in tongues. Amen? Hold on, brother. 24. But if all prophesy and an unbeliever or uninformed person comes in, he is what? Convinced by all. He is convicted by all. See, all right, let's go back to 24. Now, check this out. This is just a side note because this is something that the Holy Spirit really has been putting in my spirit. See, right here, it doesn't say anything about gossiping, guys, right? Amen? This is a golden nugget just for you guys for free, amen? Just because I love you guys. See, but if all gossip and an unbeliever, it doesn't say that. Trust me. They're gonna be more freaked out of you gossiping than you speaking in tongues. And be like, this church is crazy. This church is nuts. I'm out. A bunch of gossipers in that church. But not in our church, amen? Yes. I said not in our church, amen? Yes. Amen. But if all prophesy and an unbeliever or uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all and he's convicted by all. Verse 25. And thus the secrets of his heart are revealed. All the stuff that person's been dealing with, all the baggage that he's been carrying for years and years and years and years and years, all the issues that he's been trying to figure out by himself for a long time. Maybe he's gone to card readers. Maybe he's gone to psychics. She's been, you know, dealing with guys, and she's done all this crazy stuff. Who knows? It doesn't matter. If we just do our part, seek the Lord's face. Amen. I like it. Convince me. Look at this. And thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, his or hers. Amen. Listen up. Falling down on his or her face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. See, these people will come in, guys. They will know that you guys have been with God because they'll feel something that they've never felt before, never experienced. Oh, these. Remember when they said that about the apostles? Something about these guys. They've been with God. They've been with Jesus. They talk different. There's something about these people that is different. Oh, I'm convinced. I'm convicted. Ooh, oh, that hurts. Oh, yes, Lord. And they will not be able to resist God's presence. They will taste something different. They will taste something original. Amen? Listen, they will report that they are truly among you. Do we have verse 26? That's a good verse. Amen? See, there's a story that I've told you guys before, but some of you guys probably have never heard this Bible story, and I'm going to share it really quick. We're going to run through it, and I have like 5 minutes. Are you guys cool with that?
Yeah.
Listen, all these concepts that we just read and all these simple steps, I mean, they're simple, yes, and they're hard, yes, because we're sometimes distracted by life, work. You have to make time. But when you start to make time, trust me, God will wake you up at weird hours of the night. The other night, I couldn't sleep. And I felt like anxiety. But it wasn't like anxiety that I was freaking out. It was like anxiety that I needed to pray. And I was in bed, and I was just like, I can't sleep. And I told Chanel, I can't sleep, Chanel. I'm going to go to the living room. And I went to the living room, and I just started to pray, and I started to cry, and I started to speak in tongues. And then those times with the Lord, God gave me some words for a couple of my friends. I don't even know if I was like, Lord, I'm just going to send them texts right now, and I'm just going to tell them what you tell me. God, in that moment, used that moment of intimacy with him and I, and I was able to send out texts. And I got texts back saying, thank you, brother, I needed that. It wasn't weird texts like, you ought to marry this person, or, you know. It wasn't weird stuff like that, because remember, the prophetic is... my dad's pastor, he died in 89, but he would always teach him this, and my dad always taught me this. He's like, I'd rather give 500 messages out of the Bible than one prophecy. And we said that again, I'd rather give 500 messages out of this Bible than one prophecy. Because in that one time, I could miss it, but all other 500 times, his word will never lie. Yeah. Amen. That's something that we have to live by, guys. See, God wants to use us. We just read it in the prophetic. Amen? But we have to be real careful. We have to be, hey, listen, brother. I sense, this is what I sense. Amen? You can't say, thou say the Lord this, brother, because I could miss it. And now I just made God look bad because of me. Amen? But there's this story in the Bible, and we're going to go there really fast. We're just going to scan through it, and it's in 2 Chronicles. This is one of my favorite stories, and you were like, oh, you already read this before to me. I already know this. Listen, be quiet. Listen to it again. Amen? So listen, it happened after that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came against the king Jehoshaphat. So there's a bunch of people that are going to come against Jehoshaphat. Amen? And he starts freaking out. So look, then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, hey, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. So they're coming to him and giving him this bad report. You go to the next verse. And Jehoshaphat feared. See, it's okay to fear. It's okay to be scared sometimes. Amen? But this is what he had to do. He fixed his eyes on who? Toward the Lord. And set himself to seek the Lord. See, he didn't go on Google. He didn't start checking what's going to happen to me if 100 million people come against me. Amen? Simple, right? He didn't Google his symptoms. Amen? He went and he sought the Lord. He sought the Lord. That's the first thing he did. He didn't call everybody, hey, guess what, guys are coming against me. Oh, my goodness. He didn't post it on Facebook. He didn't post it on social media. He didn't do any of that stuff. He sought the Lord. Check it out. And proclaimed a fast through all Judah. He sought the Lord and he proclaimed a fast. Those are awesome two things to do when things come your way, guys. Seek the Lord and proclaim a fast. Hey, I don't know what else to do. I'm just going to proclaim a fast and seek the Lord. You guys want to join me? I'm proclaiming a fast because you know what? I've been dealing with some health. I'm just going to proclaim a fast so God is going to heal my body. Amen? Yeah. So Judah gathered together. Everybody say together. Yeah. To ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem. Where? Guys, check this out. In the house of the Lord. They didn't go to his house. They didn't go to the palace. They didn't go to Disneyland. They went to the house of the Lord, amen, before the new court. And they started to pray. Check this out. Oh, Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand, is there not power and might? So that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of the land before your people, Israel? Sorry, it's like, and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And they dwell in it and have built you a church in it for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your what? Presence. That's the key right there. For your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. This is awesome, guys. This is so awesome. And now here are the people of Ammon, Moab, and the Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and did not destroy them. Here they are rewarding us by coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. See, now, this is awesome. All of Judah with their little ones. They didn't come just by themselves. They brought their kids. My kids are here. Amen. Something so great about church and bringing your family to church. Guys, when you guys, maybe you didn't grow up in a church where your parents come to church, but when you get married, guys, man, you come to church with your kids. Amen. See, and their children stood before the Lord. Now check this out. When all this is going down, people are like kind of freaking out, but they're like getting, you know, excited because Jehoshaphat's praying. It says the Spirit of the Lord came upon this young guy. Look, Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeel. They have a bunch of names. A Levite of the sons of Asaph in the midst of the assembly. So this kid gets up, right? And he said, listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Finish the story at home. But this great multitude comes. All they had to do was worship, praise God, sound the trumpets. The enemies were all confused. They killed each other. The people of God didn't have to do one, they didn't have to lift one sword up. All they had to do was worship and praise God. You guys want to finish it or what?
Yeah.
Let's finish it. 16. Tomorrow, see, look, then they got specific instruction from the Lord. Amen. Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz. So they're saying they're going to come through this side. You will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jerel, right? You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still. See, sometimes we move too much, guys. Stand still for the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Now check this out. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord. We were seeing what happened in the Corinthian church where Paul's speaking. They were convinced, they were convicted, and they got to the ground. And they were like, you know, we're just going to trust in the Lord. Check this out. Then the Levites and the children of the, I'm just going to go through it. And they came out, right? Go, 20. They stood up, praised the Lord, praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning, and they went into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Amen? And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now check this out. When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were what? Defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped destroy one another. How crazy is that? So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelries, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. See, when God does something, he does it right. Amen. We're almost done. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Berkak, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Berakah, until this day. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat in front of them to go back to Jerusalem with joy. Amen. For the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. So then they come, they start singing, they use the harps, they're just praising God. Wow, we just saw God. Oh, imagine, oh my goodness, you saw how they killed each other. We didn't do anything. All because they did a few things right. They sought the Lord. They fixed their eyes on Jesus, on God. And while they were together doing all that, the Spirit of the Lord came and descended on this young man who stood up and prophesied. He prophesied how they were going to get out of it, how they were going to defeat everybody without lifting up one sword. God wants to tell you tonight, guys, all you got to do is seek him. He has all your answers. And as you seek him, he will start to speak to you directly through his word, through his Holy Spirit. Trust me. He'll tell you who to marry when the right time is there. He'll tell you what to do with your life when the time is there. Amen? And just remember, if you're going to take anything away from tonight, remember this. Every word that you receive, you just line it up with this. And if it doesn't match up, just throw it out. It's no good. Every word that anybody ever gives you, you have to line it up with the word of God. Every word. Amen? Amen? Listen, I'm just gonna pray over you guys, and we're gonna be done. So just bow your heads. Father, I thank you, God, for tonight. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that always teaches and convicts, Lord, and convinces. Father, I thank you for these young people in this room, Lord. I pray that as they seek you, Lord, and as they pay the price, Father, that you start to show them new things, Lord, and how to overcome obstacles in their lives that they deal with, Lord. I pray that they start to have an ear to hear and that they could start to discern between good and bad. Father, I pray that as they seek your face, that they could grow in maturity in their spirit, so if anybody ever comes with any seeds of discord, that they could just identify it from a mile away and say, you know what, that's not from God, and you know what, you better stop that. Father, this is the church that runs in unity. This is the church that runs in just harmony, and we decree and declare over this church that the devil has tried to put his foot. But this is your footstool, Lord. This is where your foot is at. Your authority is in this room, Lord, and in this church. So right now, we just rebuke Satan and his lies. We rebuke, Father, any spirit of witchcraft, any spirit of division, any spirit of sowing seeds of discord. It has no place or room in this house, Lord, because this house is filled with your presence. And Father, where your spirit is, there is freedom. There is no room for any of this other garbage. So I thank you, God, for this young people. I pray that as they walk home, as they go home tonight, Lord, that you start to wake them up at random times tonight, and that you start to show them through your word, Lord, the blessings and the promises that you have for them and their families. I thank you so much, Father. I just pray for just awesome sleep, but awesome waking up during sleep. I thank you. Guys, let me just tell you something before I say amen. God is going to start waking you guys up in these next couple of days. It's your choice now to either be obedient, to wake up and spend time with him, or to just continue to sleep. And remember, sleep is good, but his presence is a lot better. So, Father, I thank you for them tonight. I pray for those obedient people that are going to wake up, Lord. I thank you that you start to reward them, Lord, and you start to show them some crazy, crazy things in the supernatural. I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.